Hey, everybody, it's Chris Aiken here, just reminding you that all of my books are available on sale over at chrisaikenbooks.com. And for you dummies that can't spell my last name, that's A-K-I-N. So C-H-R-I-S-A-K-I-N-B-O-O-K-S.com. Get them. Whether you want the fun musical stuff or you want the depressing divorce and burn accident stuff, it's all there. So go to chrisaikenbooks.com.
Self-titled debut release with Phil Lewis. That is LA Guns with the Electric Gypsy. And good classic tune there.
They probably changed the words now to justice, social justice, all day long.
Are they out there pushing a social justice agenda? Because I haven't followed anything lately. Did they do something lately?
No.
Or Phil or Tracy say something lately or what?
Nothing more than normal, but just Tracy and Phil are fucking both Orange Man bad TDS guys. They're really fucking sucked into it.
Hmm.
But whatever. Good for them, I guess. Whatever. I'll just keep listening to the music. Who cares?
Yeah, I hear you. All right. Well, we were talking about Netflix in the last break.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this Netflix movie has really caused some real backlash here about this. We talked about this earlier about the movie Cuties.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So again, this is the one that they had to. What did they do? They had to rewrite the movie. What do you call it? The movie trailer.
Yeah.
The movie poster.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's the same movie, they just had to reword it. So right. So it didn't alarm people. It's about the youngsters who want to go out there and dance like adults.
Yeah.
And it's about a Muslim girl who wants to get involved with a dance crew despite her family's conservative tradition. And mind you, this girl's 11.
Yeah, 11. So she should have choices.
Yeah. At what point do 11-year-olds get to choose what they get to do?
When they turn 16.
Or 18.
Or 18, but for sure 16.
Well, in my household, it was 18. When you're 18, you can do whatever you want. You're an adult.
Well, it would have been met with scrutiny at 16, but I probably could have at least had a discussion about something I was going to do. But, mm-hmm. You know, I've 11. Yeah. I wasn't allowed to fucking pick what kind of sandwich I wanted for lunch at 11.
The French film Cuties or Mignonis, I don't know what that is. Tells the story of an 11-year-old Muslim girl who becomes involved with a dance crew despite her family's conservative traditions. Yeah, you're a Muslim. They throw people off of buildings for acting out like that.
Yeah, exactly.
They do honor killings for acting out like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just amazing that they can make a video or a film like this when the Muslim extremists are so indoctrinated with their belief. It's just like, how does 11-year-old Muslim girl think that she's going to get away with this without ending up in the backyard?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. This is one of those weird ones. I feel weird talking about this because I don't have a lot of knowledge about the movie and I never will.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it, but all I've heard, you know, our friends, you know, Jericho and Styx and mm-hmm. everybody has been talking about this thing. And it's just like, when are the people are going to step up? I just would like people to step up and go, you know what, this is kind of, what is this? This is pedophile shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Hollywood is trying to normalize pedophilia because probably out trying to get out in front of fucking jizz lane, you know, probably trying to get out in front of Ghislaine's accusations that are going to come out and sell most of them out.
Yeah, probably. You're right about that.
You know, so they're trying to normalize it. So it's like, well, you know, maybe it's not the best thing, but you know what? Love is love. I've started seeing that around in fucking, you know, in quotes from some of these guys that maybe it's not so bad, you know, and you know, that Chrissy Teigen, well, you know, she's kind of hot, even though she's 13 or whatever. It's like, what? 11.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. The movie has become hugely controversial. Get this. Here's the words that always get me. Mm-hmm. For its perceived sexualization of little girls. Mm-hmm. Perceived.
Well, I'm looking at
the cover. There's no perception there. It is what it is.
Yeah, that is fucking. That is. If adults are wearing that, you're picking. If that was four adult girls on that screen, the discussion that we're having now is not about fucking. You know, is this sexualizing girls? The discussion is which one of these girls do you want to fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're totally being sexualized here. 100%.
Yeah. Look at the one with the long dark hair on her hands and knees with her hand on her back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take me from the behind. That's what it says to me. Take me from behind.
Yeah, exactly. Grab that arm and push it behind her back and fucking pull her hair and fuck the tar out of her asshole.
There you go.
That's what happens in that pose.
Yeah. What it says to me, but anyway, more than 610,000 people have signed a change.org petition demanding that Netflix subscribers cancel their subscriptions to protest the company's decision to stream the film beginning September 9th, which was just the other day.
Nobody sent me a copy of it so that I could cancel my subscription. Who were they sending this petition to?
No idea.
Nobody. That's the whole point. It's just changed that. It's literally to a message board.
Yeah, of course.
Dumb.
Despite the public outcry, including the cancel Netflix Twitter trend, the streaming giant is standing by the movie, recommending that critics actually watch it before condemning it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no. How about no? Not going to watch it.
Yeah.
How about I don't want to be arrested for watching
it? Well, how about just the title of it alone, Cuties?
Yeah.
Hey, you little cutie.
How about just the cover?
Yeah. Well, I see the cover. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. These are four 11-year-olds that are posing to be fucked.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's what they're doing. You can say that's not what they're doing, all that they want, all that you want. But that's what people are. That is what anybody that would be turned on by little kids are thinking about these fucking kids.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of these? Boy, I wish I could find her to fuck her.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're thinking. They're literally feeding. I'll bet you the you know, pedophile subscription rate went through the roof this week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good movie. Mm-hmm. Good movie. I watched it 17 times
in a row.
Now I'm out of hand cream.
Cuties is a social commentary against the sexualization of young children, a Netflix spokesperson told The Post. It's an award-winning film and a powerful story about the pressure young girls face on social. See, this is the stupid thing. And this goes back to the segment we did before. Social media. Where in the fuck are your parents?
Yeah. Yeah. Where's the parents to say, you know what? Here, you don't need to have any pressure because we're not going to let you on fucking Facebook.
Yeah. You're not going to be on social media. You're not going to be on TikTok and Snapchat and all this other shit. Yeah. You're not going to have a personal cell phone at 11 years old going to school.
Right.
About the pressure young girls face on social media and from society more generally growing up. Society does not dictate to you, hey, you need to, you know, dress like a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader at 11 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't need to whore it up, darling. You don't need to whore it up.
Well,
society's not telling them to whore it up.
Well, again, this goes all the way back to the 90s with the JonBenet Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was her mother's name? Patsy?
Patsy, yeah.
Patsy Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
She was 100% responsible for that. 100%. It wasn't this little kid that JonBenet. That wasn't her doing. That was her mother.
Yeah, that was the mom putting her up into the pageants. And then what, the gardener killing her and stuffing her in a wall or some shit.
You think it was the gardener?
The gardener, the dad, or somebody, I don't know.
Well, let's just break that down for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing what you know so many years later,
mm-hmm.
who do you think offed her?
I honestly always thought it was the dad. The dad always seemed to make the most sense to me.
Because he took it away from the wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just like, you know, this is what you're doing to her daughter. You've made this whole thing your whole existence. I'm going to take the one thing away from you because you pissed me off.
Yep. And then he turned into martyr guy.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? But
nobody knows, but I'm just getting your opinion.
Yeah. I always wonder with these guys if they'll all admit to their shit on their deathbeds. If when these guys start dying off, if we're going to get a, you know, deathbed confession from Gary Condit and from, you know, the JonBenet Ramsey dad and from OJ and, you know, all these guys. I hope so. I really do. That would be good. Now that'd be a special I'd watch on Netflix.
I'm sure it would be. We encourage anyone who cares about these important issues to watch the movie. Who are they important to?
Pedos.
Yeah, exactly. The movie's writer and director, blah, 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 John Smith,
mm-hmm.
who, like the film's main character, Amy, is Senegalese.
Okay, whatever.
Spent a year researching the film, interviewing local children in the area the movie is set in about their behavior and their motives.
Hey, kid, come here. I wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah, sit on my lap. Let's talk about the first thing that pops up.
Yeah. Here, put on these little panties and let me ask you a question.
Still, many social media users have said that they find any portrayal of child sexualization abominable.
Yeah, as they should.
Yes.
They say that in this article, like that's a fucking radical view. That's not a radical view. Not wanting to see kids looking like fuck toys is not a radical view. You should not want to see fucking 11-year-olds posed and dressed like fuck dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord knows I love as much porn as anybody, and I do not want to see it at all.
Mm-hmm.
None. Jesus.
When you call a movie cuties and promote it like this, that's sexualizing 11-year-old kids.
Yeah.
Wrote David 76. Shame on you, Netflix.
All right. As I'm going to stop you right here for a minute. As much as I love shitting on this fucking bag of shit movie, I want to shit on the writer for saying, quoted by David 76.
A Twitter user.
Ugh.
With the handle David70s.
Just stop it. If you don't know who the person is, it's a fucking light. It's literally blips on a light bright, you fucking dumbbell. You're quoting blips on your fucking phone.
Yeah.
You can't do the, you're such a journalist that you can't do the research to find out that David76 is David Jones of fucking Anchorage, Alaska. You're so fucking lazy that your journalistic integrity allows you to post a random post by an anonymous Twitter user. That means something to who?
No one.
Who gives a fuck in their life what David 76 on Twitter has to say? What a fucking piece of shit writer this guy is.
Oh, no, no, nobody's a journalist these days, are they?
Not this guy, that's for goddamn sure.
Right. Decor said she received harsh criticism online and even gotten some death threats, leading Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos to call her directly to apologize.
Oh my God. I heard I'll cut you with a knife. 431 said, I'm coming for you. That's what I heard.
Right.
Jesus.
I received numerous attacks on my character from people who had not seen the film, who I thought I was actually making a film that was apologetic about the hypersexualization of children, she told Deadline. I also received numerous death threats.
Yeah.
Yeah, pal.
And even worse, somebody started a hashtag don't watch cuties on Instagram, and it had 431 shares.
Isn't that what our life has boiled down to, is how many people click on a like or a dislike or a share or not share?
Just sad.
Everything is just digital. It means nothing.
I want to hate this movie, and I want to side with this journalist more than anything. I always want to side against pedophiles and pedophilia and glorifying fucking young kids into this. I want to be that guy, but this article is fucking pissing me off more than the fucking movie. I don't want to know about David76 on Twitter. I don't want to know about a hashtag thing, and I don't want to know about a change.org fucking file. Do you realize how dumb this whole thing is?
Well, it's meaningless.
Yeah. Anonymous user said he didn't like it, so then we went to anonymous website and posted on anonymous poll and got a lot of names on anonymous poll that gets forwarded to nowhere, and then there was an anonymous hashtag about my anonymous movie. Fuck you! You fucking non-writing cocksucker. Jesus Christ.
Others believe the film to have merit, but Netflix just advertised it so poorly. So Netflix brought the producer gave it a misleading poster and a summary. And now people are review bombing it.
Oh, well, as long as we got another digital way to fucking hurt them, then that's good. A thumbs down on Twitter.
Yeah, no good, pal.
The thumbs downs are 10-1 on the thumbs up. It must stink.
Yeah, the likes are falling behind the dislikes.
Yeah. In other news, it's got a 3% on Rotten Tomatoes. And Porcupine 633 wrote, it sucks ass. I can't believe it.
I never even heard of this. Review bombing.
Review bombing. Jesus fucking Christ. Are you with me that the article's more enraging than the fucking movie?
Well, it's poorly. Well, here's the thing. Everything today is just so temporary or takes no effort at all.
Yeah,
you know, it's just digital garbage that just could be, you just could hit the delete key and it's gone forever.
Yeah, it's just dumb.
Yeah,
and this is a guy making money. This guy probably got paid $50 to write this shitbag fucking quote unquote article,
right?
By quoting fucking Twitter users and hashtags. What a fucking jizzball. Hashtag jizzball.
Review bombing it, sight unseen on IMDb.
Oh my
and
God.
Google, and petitioning for it to be removed. Twitter vulture film critic Allison Wilmore said.
Really? Did Allison say that?
Yeah, vulture film critic.
Oh, vultures film critic. Well, in that case, you know, dude, first of all, You've watched in your life, would you say that you've watched 10,000 movies?
Probably.
Okay. I mean, is that a realistic number? Is that too high? Too low?
It's kind of high. I'm going to say 5,000? Maybe 5,000.
All right. Fair. Of those 5,000 movies, which one of them, or how many of them rather, did you first go to IMDb to see what the review ratio was?
Never once.
So that's the point, isn't it? That's like saying I won't eat at McDonald's because they have a bad Better Business Bureau rating.
Or they got a bad Yelp rating.
Yeah, their Yelp rating is bad. Are you fucking serious? This is inconsequential bullshit. Their fucking IMDb rating was negative, so that's bad somehow. No one goes to that.
What do you use the IMDb for? The only reason I ever use that for is to say, hey, I recognize that person in that movie. Who the fuck is that? I've seen them in something else. I can't remember who that was. And then I go to IMDb and go, oh, yeah, they were in Clerks.
I go to IMDb solely to see if people are alive or dead.
Yeah, I go there just because I recognize somebody from another movie and I can't remember who it is. And then I just go, oh, yeah, that's who that was.
Can you, and I'm going to take it even more simple than that. Has there ever been anything in your life, anything, where you chose to engage or not engage in it based on reviews anybody put out there?
No.
Me either.
No.
You know, I mean, will I look? Maybe. But will I make a decision? Well, oh shit, Rotten Tomatoes, 8%. I guess I can't watch that.
The only thing that I've ever used a rating for is if I'm going to a city or a place that I've never been before and I need to book a hotel and I'm like on Kayak or something like that. And I look at to see what the ratings are because I don't want to stay in a flea bag.
Yeah. But so, even that's not even always honest.
And I agree. But if there's 500 people that say it's a 4.5 or something like that, then I go, yeah, it's probably okay.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I know when I went to Rock on the Range and me and Steph stayed at the Super 8 or Motel 6 it was. And we stayed at one that had a fucking 4-star rating and it had fucking roaches in it. And the fucking, and the goddamn toilet or not toilet, but the tub fucking overflowed.
Right.
And that was with 4 stars. That shit doesn't mean anything. It's fucking ridiculous.
Again, like I said, that's the only time that I've ever gauged anything by a rating of any kind.
Right.
I mean, if I like something, I like something. If I don't, I don't. I don't give two shits what somebody else said about it.
Right.
I just gauge it by if I think it's something I might be in. You know, interested in, I'll look at it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, okay. I mean, going by this logic, if this fucking Cuties movie wasn't thumbs down bombed or whatever we're calling that, ratings bombed.
What did they call that? They called it, what is it? We're looking for it.
Was it ratings bombed?
Something like that.
Let's say it was ratings promoted. So are they saying that if this thing had 400 positive ratings, then they would fucking watch this shit?
Maybe.
It's the same shit.
I understand. But see, here's the thing. Here's where the sheeple factor comes in.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to do something that's unpopular.
Yeah.
You know, if everybody else said it was shit, it's probably shit. I'm not going to watch that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, again, people are so afraid to, you know, walk their own path.
Right.
I have to do what everybody else is doing because I don't want to be the black sheep.
Right.
Then I'm going to have to hold up a black sheep matter sign or something, you know, and if I have to do that, fuck that.
Well, no, they'll gladly do that. They'll gladly. If that means I can fucking break down a window and steal some tennis shoes, I'll hold up the black sheeple matter sign.
Yeah. Black sheeple matters. Yeah. But you know, this, people are so weak that, you know, I don't want to do something that other people aren't doing. I mean, yeah. I want to go along with the crowd.
I got to be one of the cool kids.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Ooh, you're a nerd, man. Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're being led down the fucking rabbit hole of shit by people that aren't the cool kids. All the fucking
Stop. Stop review bombing my movie, man.
Yeah, pal.
Film critic Richard Brody argued in The New Yorker that the haters have wholly missed the point of the film, which in fact critiques the structures which lead children to sexualization. Where are the fucking parents?
Yeah, no shit.
Children aren't led to do anything unless the parents allow it.
Yeah. I mean, dude, when we were 11 years old, I'm trying to think of times that we would have been alone with grownups. School. At school.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe something like, Cub Scouts.
Yeah, and I see that's a fuck fest now.
Yeah, and that's all fucked up.
All I see now are advertisements is, hurry up, if you've ever been molested by a Boy Scout leader, you got till September 30th to stake your claim.
If you've been fucked by your Cub Scout leader, I'll make them pay.
Exactly. Jeez, what a fucked up world we live in. The Boy Scouts used to be an honorable thing.
Yeah.
I'll tell a story real quick here. Mm-hmm. When I was back in 1969, when I was only 5 years old, I had a brother who unfortunately got hit by a car and got killed.
Right.
And he was a Boy Scout. He was 12 years old. He was a Boy Scout. And, you know, for whatever reason, he was a very loyal, dedicated Boy Scout. He, you know, went out on camping trips and did all the things that the Boy Scouts did.
Sure.
And because he got killed by a car, unfortunately, the Boy Scouts had a tribute night that we were invited to, and somebody was running Super 8 film.
Mm-hmm.
where he was in the film on one of their outings or something that they did. I remember this. And, you know, they invited us out as the family to come and pay tribute.
Right.
And so on and so forth. And it was actually an honorable thing, you know, because they did community work and, you know, did things that were positive and whatnot. But now today, here we are 50 years later. And it's just like, if you were a Boy Scout and you got your dingle dangled by some scout leader, you better file your claim before September 30th, because it'll be too late after that. If you owed some money for getting your cock sucked or something, we will get you money.
If you were in the Weeblos and they told you that Weeblo the clubhouse leader, you could get paid.
Right.
What a dumb name that always was, the Weeblos.
The Weeblos.
I always was like, I didn't even want to sign up for that. I was a Cub Scout, and because you always you like were like a Cub Scout, then Weeblos, then fucking Boy Scouts. I was like, can't we just skip that one? I didn't want to be fucking wearing the uniform of a Weeblo in school.
You like to buy some Weeblo hot dog?
No, I don't. I don't ever want to buy some Weeblo hot dogs. I don't want to think about what a Weeblo hot dog might be.
I've had that clip for 20 years.
And now we're ready to use it.
The Weeblos.
The Weeblos.
Weeblo, our scout leader.
Yeah. It's about what it turned into these days, isn't it?
Would you like to buy some Weeblo hot dog?
Who was that? That was a caller, wasn't it? That was a
caller, yeah.
Jesus.
That was so fucked. And we got Mario out there on the West Coast who works his ass off every day and listens to this debauchery.
Yeah, no shit. Mario busts his ass so he can hear about fucking Weeblow hot dogs.
Exactly.
Sorry, Mario. Sorry, this is what your life has fucking turned into. Your city's on fire and your radio's talking about Weeblow hot dogs. Your fucking life is fucked.
Exactly. The subject of cuties isn't twerking. It's children, especially poor and non-white children. I'm so fucking sick of this shit. Well, non-white children.
Well, there's a white kid fucking right in that poster.
Yeah, looks like a very fuckable blonde white kid to me.
I don't know. She looks fuckable.
I'm not just making a joke, but who are deprived of the resources, the education, the emotional support, the open family discussion. Who gets to make your choice at 11 years old? Ugh, who gets that choice at 11?
Ridiculous.
To put sexualized media and pop culture into the perspective, he wrote, noting that he doubts many of the scandal mongers have actually seen the film they are so passionately against. Well, maybe if you didn't put like a fuck poster as part of the the promotion. Yeah.
Zach, Skippy in the I guess this is YouTube got it perfectly right. I know what a sewer is, but I don't have to go in one to know how bad it smells.
Exactly.
That's exactly right, Skippy. That's exactly fucking right.
Cuties does not celebrate children behaving sexually, he argued, but rather it dramatizes the difficulties of growing up female in a sexualized and commercialized media culture. Well, again, where's the parents? Yeah. Where's the parents?
How about, I'm going to even step away from the parents for a second. Where's a better description of this so that people, if this movie truly has nothing bad in it, then where is the fucking better description of it? Where is the better way to present it? There's a way to present horrific documentaries. Fucking A, every goddamn serial killer has a documentary about them. And it's presented in a way, you know, and I hate to be art critic here, but, you know, you can call me Art Critic 326 if you'd like to, Neely. But as Art Critic 326 on Twitter, I'd like to say that the way that you fucking position something that's dark and supposed to be perceived as dark or dirty or seedy or whatever is not to have flashing lights, bright neon blue colors, and fucking half naked little girls.
Yeah, with tight little short shorts on.
How about if you do black and white, they're dressed, and they fucking all look sad.
Yeah. Like they're being exploited.
Like their asshole hurts by being fucked by whoever fucking filmed this shit.
Right.
But make it look sad. They're trying to make it look inviting in this fucking poster.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yeah. They're missing the point, and then they're just gonna blame fucking society. Fuck you. It starts with you and your dumb fucking, how about your idea was flawed, you fuck? How about that? How about you fucking read the room and understand that people still don't want to fucking want to know on any level about pedophilia? The only thing we want to know about pedophilia is that you got caught and you got a bullet. And that's all we want to fucking know about pedophiles. No one wants to know anything else. Nobody wants to know the whys and the hows and the wheres and all that other shit. All we want to know is when there's a pedophile living in our neighborhood and did they catch a fucking bullet? Period. Right. End. Fuck you and your movie, cuties guy.
Cuties.
Fucking idiot.
It's just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Well, I like knowing that some of the independent commentators out there have really panned the movie harshly.
Good.
And, they're on board with like, this is a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. Maybe that's why we got the Social Dilemma, because fucking Netflix knows they went so hard the other way. They got to, you know, they got to even the fucking playing field a little bit.
I guess so.
Unreal.
It is unreal. But anyway, there you go. Cuties. It's on Netflix, I guess, but I'm not watching. I'm not going to watch it. I have zero interest in that.
I'll never know what it's about. Unless I go to Twitter, and then I can read some reviews from.
I thought you were off Twitter.
Well, I'll have to go to Twitter to find out what David76 has to say.
Well, that is important.
It is. Maybe I need to be on Twitter to get my fucking copy of the change.org whatchamacallit survey.
Yeah, or the protest or have it removed.
Yeah. They just didn't reach out to me yet. Or maybe I should have signed it so that I could have fucking canceled my Netflix too.
Right.
Stupid.
What a world we live in.
Since when do you need a petition to cancel a fucking account?
Well, you got to encourage people to do it because that's what all the cool kids are doing.
Well, who's being encouraged by it? If it doesn't get disseminated to anybody, who's being encouraged not to keep their account, I guess.
Right. Again, well, if you're doing it, I guess I'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll sign the petition first and then you can cancel your account. Yeah.
But I'm only doing it if you're doing it.
Well, makes sense. God forbid you have a fucking thought of your own in your head.
Well, no, I can't stand on my own,
dude. No, why would you?
Because I don't want to be the weirdo.
No, not at all.
All right. Well, let's play a tune. A couple of tunes. I'm going to play something for our good friend, Gary Scadra.
Okay.
He wants to hear some, since you were talking about catching a bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the Bullet Boys.
All right.
And this is their version of American Pie.
They do American Pie?
Yeah, they do.
All right. Never heard this.
Yeah, it's Mark Torine.
All right, Mark Torine.
Yeah, so here it is. It's Bullet Boys exclusively here
on your classic metal show.